You'll see, I'm gonna be rich.
I don't let everybody in that door.
So you're not a pawn shop.
Baby, that one but a dollar.
Hi, I'm Shayla Tu, and you're listening to Two for Two, a two-minute weekly discovery into the lesser-known gems around town. Me and my friend Leslie are going to Dave's Coins in Hillsboro.
Are you Dave?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'm Leslie.
How you doing?
And this is Shayla Tu. I had some coins and some dollar bills that my father had left probably 23 years ago.
We unloaded the loot on the counter. Dave sorts stacks of worn $1 and $2 notes and a hodgepodge of coin currency.
That's spendable. Spend.
Dave had some good stories. One customer really wanted his Carson City dollar, but didn't have the money to buy it.
I want to trade you my baby for this. And I go, look, bud. I said, I don't do kids. No, you don't understand, Dave. He said, I'll be right back.
His baby was a well-maintained chainsaw that Dave accepted as payment. Then I spotted a counterfeit detector on the adjacent counter.
Uh-oh, that's the baby there, boy.
What is it?
Take one of those ones that I told you to spin and put it in here and check and see if it's good. Watch it now.
I kid you not, the little machine shredded the note into tiny pieces.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It totally got us. At the end of our visit, Leslie had a handful of worthless tokens and about $80 to spend.
What are you going to do with it, Leslie?
I'll probably spend these, probably go to the bank, take you to lunch. If there's anything left over, have a glass of wine.
I'm Shayla Tu. Join me right here on the Hill next Friday for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best kept secrets in our area. Do you have a little known thing or experience that should be featured on Two for Two? Email me, Shayla, at WCHL.com. That's Shayla, C-H-E-L-A. Until the next two.